What did you see on that last defensive play from you guys?
I think just a great all-around possession. Everybody locked in. And, obviously, a big play that we made. And forcing a turnover in that situation was a big time by us. It was just a huge stop.
CJ, can you kind of run us through that final play in which you gave the Hawks the lead to, you know, go in? Obviously, you had to play defense to actually get the win, but the last offensive possession when you made the basket kind of swiftly, left a little time on the clock to give the Knicks some time, but the defense won the game.
Yeah, Quinn drove a winner for us. Great team, great ACO guy, good all-around coach. We just executed him. Just how we drew it out before we're going. Practice, after practice, go shoot around, and there's the reason why we're in the position that we're in. This execution is the little details. I would like to not give away anyone to take have a move to take the lead, but we dug deep and did what it takes to win inside the game. Might get a stop at the end.
Thank you.
Jared, can you just talk a little bit about the physicality out there? There was one play, they were on you. At the end of the game, you were able to get the ball back and finish. Just overall, the physicality of the season so far?
Yeah, I mean, it's the playoffs, obviously. You know, we're still trying to adjust to it, still learning. Obviously, going back and watching film, obviously trying to match their physicality. I think I did a better job of doing that tonight. So just got to continue to stay strong, play low, and yeah, just continue to try to play through all that.
Fellas, just talk about Carl Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson. The one guy that you all able to neutralize tonight is Mikal Bridges. Just talk about you all's ability to kind of neutralize him, knowing that he's also, you know, a major piece when it comes to their success.
I think for us, it's just about guarding the five. We understand what's at stake here. Taylor had another good night. Towns was efficient and effective. South team rebounded the kills and boards. OG had time to baskets. Ryan, some big shots, collection of rebounds again. And obviously, Mikal's been sort of down. They didn't play like much, so when he loses, he hit 5-3. So I think, you know, for us, it's just about sticking to the game plan. We don't even worry about the opponent. We can't control that. They're going to make adjustments tonight. And for us, it's just about,
hey guys, this question is for both of you. Just what was the atmosphere like and just hearing the fans shooting
it? It was amazing. I think just the energy they brought from the jump, the warm ups, I feel the energy immediately. That piece of tape, we feed off that. Everybody understands, you know, protecting home court. They made home court advantage drill, so it was fun playing.
Yeah, I think this is exactly what I envisioned, you know, being able to play a home game in the playoffs, hostile environment, you know, so all of them are basically out. We got Falcons, we got Raptors, we got Entertainers. I mean, for us, as a kid, we always envisioned being able to play in big moments, being able to, you know, really test out your skill set, test out, you know, what you want to do, what you want to do in the summer, and high play doors. All of our guys will be hard, and I take the job seriously on our staff as well. And we are the right way to be honest, and I'm happy to see it delivered.
Yeah, for both of you guys, I mean, you didn't really get to see a lot of JK even after he came here. You know, I think he only played 16 games for you guys. What, I guess, A, are you surprised by what you see? But B, kind of what, how has he been able to fit in so well into this playoff series of guarding Towns and one had to give you so much offense at the other?
Yeah, I think, for one, I don't think anybody's surprised at what he's doing. Like CJ said, everybody works hard. Everybody puts in work, especially JK. I think he's really just embracing, you know, where he's at the moment. He's really taking, you know, our team to another level, especially on both ends. So, just him constantly playing with physicality, playing with force, like, it makes him very hard to guard, so he's been doing a good job of that, and hopefully he continues to do that.
Yeah, he's been awesome. He's a pro, obviously, he has championship DNA, coming from the Warriors, and understands that game right away. The athleticism is, you know, off the charts. You see that explosiveness he got, maybe he knows how to post up, he knows how to swing, he knows how to check the thing, defensively. He can guard 1-5, and he's playing. We were all in the gym last night. sees it in, you know, himself as seeing the power of each other and be happy. And, it was a not so great, you know, situation, and now he's found a happy home.
Yeah, for CJ, just you talked about envisioning these moments that you're growing up, you know, being in these moments. What's it feel like now? Two straight games, you know, kind of being a guy that went through, and is it just kind of building in your head that, you know, you need a ball, if, you know, we need a shot to win the game, I'm going to hit.
I'm comfortable with failure, and I'm comfortable with success. I've played for a long time. I really cherish the game, and I know I'm closer to being in the game. So I mean, it's just about maximizing your share, maximizing your talents. Just really working. I think the team has a huge faith and belief in me. I tell them that I believe, and I think they appreciate my approach. I think, you know, for me, throughout the game, down the stretch, whatever coach calls out, I'll be one, whether it's me or JJ or Keel, we all have that same approach. I could have missed those shots. I could have missed in New York. I could have missed in, at home. I would have been approaching the game the same way. I think that's the sign of someone who's steady. That's the sign of someone who does things the right way. I don't know if he's too high, he's too low. I know what it's like to struggle. I know what it's like to want to be in a situation. I don't like to be in a situation to fail. And I think for me, I've gotten to that point where I've never had confidence. Best thing from preparation work, I think now I was ready. I think you do things the right way. I'm doing work. You just show up. Right now, I'm just showing up.
As you gentlemen head into game four, obviously every game presents a new challenge. What will be some of the keys to game four to picking up a victory and heading back to New York with an even bigger series lead?
I think kind of how we approach this tonight. Same mentality, starting off the game with a lot of energy, especially on the defensive end. I think we set the tone right away from the jump. So if we have that same mentality going into the next game, I think we'll put ourselves in good position going into the next game.
Thanks, Will.